Thad Singer, assistant coach of the Edmonton Rush. Jimmy Quinlan joins us. Jimmy, how you doing?
Good, and thanks for the kind words, because I was worse than a bad singer. I was atrocious. So I was hoping you'd ask me about it. I'd like to be there, but not maybe behind the mic, because I was awful.
But you know what? You the thing was, though, you didn't, like, you knew you weren't going to be great, but that didn't scare you from doing it. So that's what
I just like when I played, I always put my best foot forward, and if you can't bring energy and can't work hard, then for me, you're pretty useless. So that's what I was my motto going up on stage. And it was only a 3-minute song, but it felt an eternity. So I'm happy not to be up there again. And I'll give credit where credit's due. Classen and then UConn Jack and even yourself, you're a lot more polished than I've ever could have imagined. So there's some good talents tonight, and if people can get out, they should get out, because it's definitely a fun event.
I'll say this, like, the audition tapes this year, there are some really good singers this year, and I'm looking forward to see who cracks the final five and goes for the cash. $1,000 cash prize on the line tonight for first place, so it's a big deal.
Well, and prize aside, it's a lot of fun, and you're right, there are a lot of talented people out there in the city of Edmonton, and it's an excellent cause, so good on you for doing that again.
Game two for the Edmonton Rush. That's the reason you're not here tonight, of course. So you are in Calgary getting set for the game tomorrow night. I guess the one change is likely going to come on the defensive end. Nick Bilic really gutted out after he ripped his groin in that game. Sounds like Thompson's going to come back and play out the back gate. Jimmy, how, if any, will that change your defense?
We might lose a little bit in terms of overall toughness, but we're not a team that really likes to hack and whack. We like to take away angles and then force offensive players' feet and take away time and space. And then Jeremy Thompson's got excellent feet. He's very comfortable in the system, and I don't think we'll miss a beat really at all. So, it's unfortunate to have Nick, because he brings a lot of intangibles and he's an energy guy. But at the same time, Jeremy Thompson brings those same elements to the team.
Your defense, you only gave up 8 goals, Jimmy. I know Derek Keenan said there wasn't much. Other than the 2 isolation plays where Sorokedi got caught left out on an island against Dixon and Evans, what happened on those 2 specific plays?
Well, I think the first, the Dixon, there was a long rebound, and we went out to get it and got a little extended. And when we didn't get the loose ball, we were out of position. And, I mean, credit Curtis Dixon for recognizing the situation at hand and seeing that he had that Sorokedi had no help underneath, and he just made a athletic physical move to the net and got underneath us. And when that happens, we don't really have a slide. So that was the first one. And then the second one was I think in a young guy, Sorokedi trying to make a play, and rather than just kind of sticking to the basics, went for a stick check, and Sean Evans is an excellent player who bathed him with a stick and was able to again get underneath. And the nice thing is that really was only 2 times all game they got underneath, which is a big part of their game. So I mean, other than that 30-second blip, we were pretty good in terms of taking away what they want.
Jimmy Quinlan, assistant coach of the Rush, joins us. Jimmy, tonight or tomorrow, I guess, how will now Snyder, what can you guys do as a team off the face-offs? Because I know, you won the game, obviously, but you don't want to be having, Calgary winning 17-21.
Yeah, well, I thought there was a couple highlights, actually, clips there that we'll show in video where we did a good job. Jeremy Thompson let him win it, but then didn't allow Snyder to go forward with the ball and actually force him into an area where we can shoot one of our players off the offensive line to double. And we were able to do it a couple times where they actually maybe got credit for winning the faceoff, but we ended up with possession of the ball because we were able to go on one, force him to make a turnover, and on the other one actually strip him. So it's just one of those areas where if we can first not let him get the clamp, that would be excellent. And then second, if he does get the clamp, we got to kind of force him to make a decision while running him into an area of the floor where we want to be able to double him. So, I mean, those are a couple things we want to do. But really, at the end of the day, if they're winning faceoffs, the thing we don't want to be doing is giving up scoring chances or transition chances off of them.
When you look at how good, their goaltender play, he made some, dynamite saves against you guys in that game. And you got to give him credit. As a former offensive player, do you guys have to change up release points or shot selection at all up front offensively?
Oh, yeah. I mean, credit to Frankie. He's been playing like that for them for probably the last 2 months. And he's been a big part why they made the playoffs and why they've had some success. And they've been playing as well as they have. But I think you hit the nail on the head there when you said that we got to be a little bit better with the way we shoot the ball and our scouting report. And so we've got the film there, showing and highlighting where we were having success and where we weren't having success. And then as an offensive guy, it's maybe going away from your tendencies that time and sticking to the plan. And we got a few different wrinkles we'll throw at him tomorrow. And, hopefully what we're seeing is accurate and we have success because of it.
What do you make of the, it's you got to win the game. Otherwise, you go to the 10-minute tiebreaker and anything can happen. And I don't think you want to rest on a 10-minute tiebreaker just because it's really, I think you feel more comfortable as a 60-minute team than a 10-minute team, Jimmy. Do you sense, even though you're up one game, is there a pressure to ensure you don't let it get to that tiebreaker?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But I think our focus is just to go in there and play a solid 50. I mean, fortunately, we've had success in Calgary and in the Saddle Dome. I'm sure they'll have a large contingent of Calgary fans. We did the last time we played them in the regular season. I think they had close to 15,000 in there, and it's a fun place to play. So I think our start's crucial, and then we go from there. So we want to play the game in five-minute increments and shift by shift just slowly chip away at it. But our focus is to win the 60-minute game. We haven't talked anything about the 10-minute mini game. That's on the back of our minds, or not even really on our minds. It's first and foremost, play that 60 minutes. And if we take care of our business and control the things we can control, we really like our chances of coming out of there with a win.
And lastly, what's Robert Church going to bring to your offense that wasn't there last week?
Well, I thought Jeremy Thompson did a remarkable job filling in for him. Having not played with the offense too much and our offense running a lot of structure, I think Robert Church will bring a lot of familiarity in terms of the overall offensive sets. And then we were 3-for-6 on the power play, but I think we missed him at times because he's probably, when you look at it, he's probably our most accurate shooter. And I would put him, maybe ahead of Mark Matthews in that category. So he's going to definitely bring an outside presence and he can finish the ball. So obviously we got to 10 last week and we feel if we can get a little more than that this weekend, we should be in good shape.
Well, Jimmy, best of luck. Where are you right now?
I'm riding the bus listening to Dodgeball. So The guys got that pump.
Ah, okay.
Entering Red Deer, and we'll make a stop, and then we'll grab the rest of our players from the airport in Calgary and go to practice.
Oh, you guys taking the team bus down. A little bonding on the way down.
Yeah,
all right.
A little bonding, yeah.
Well, enjoy the movie, and best of luck tomorrow night, and we'll hope to see you back at the karaoke next year.
Thank you. And are you disclosing your song tonight, or is that a surprise for everyone?
It's always a surprise, buddy.
Okay. Yeah. I've got you something from Bryan Adams.
The best part is right now, I'm not even on the docket to sing this year after singing 2 years in a row. So,
you should be a special guest. You're pretty good at it.
Yeah, well, let's not go that far. So,
all right.
Well, we do have a special halftime performer tonight who is unbelievable. So if he would have entered, he would have won easy. So that's why we couldn't let him enter. But he's a real musician, toured all over the United States and Canada, and he'll be our halftime show today, singing a little karaoke. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Great. And I'll make sure to stay away so I don't steal the prize from anyone because I'm that good, right?
That's right, Jimmy. You're that good at BSing. We will talk to you next week. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Jimmy.